Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Laura Nichols, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and history teacher at Harrison College. On this day, November 11th, 1947, Frederick Druid MacDonald Simmons made his first entry into the Barbados House of Assembly as a newly elected member and representative for the parish and constituency of St. George. On that day, he was escorted into the chamber by members of his political party, the West Indian National Congress Party, namely the leader, Winter A. Crawford, and H. A. Blackman, who were also members of the House of Assembly. Mackey, or Mac D. Simmons, as he was popularly known, won a by-election for the parish of St. George because the parish's former representative, Hugh W. Springer, had accepted the post of registrar at the new University College of the West Indies in Jamaica. In that by-election, held on 3rd November 1947, Mac D. Simmons gained 723 votes to the 588 polled by K.N.R. Husbands of the Barbados Labour Party. Mac D. Simmons, born in 1904 to Algernon Druid Simmons and his wife Maud Louise, had been a teacher, an undertaker, a shopkeeper on Robert Street in Bridgetown, a member of the Christchurch and St. Michael vestries, and church warden for the latter. More spectacularly, Mackie Simmons was the entrepreneur who dared to open and operate the first commercial bank to be set up by a black Barbadian in this island, the Barbados Cooperative Bank, of which he was the managing director. The building, which was located on the corner of Marhill and Trafalgar Streets in Bridgetown, featured a friendly society on the first floor and the bank's premises on the ground floor. This bank catered to the rising black middle class of teachers and civil servants, offering them loans for concrete houses in suburban St. Michael and other services and benefits. Mackie Simmons dressed to impress. He was always dapper and debonair in his three-piece suits and multicolored ties and drove a new 1940s model car. On the day he entered Parliament, crowds of supporters thronged him and shouted, "Mackie's our man, the man with a plan." However, the next year, 1948, the Barbados Labour Party proved too strong for the Congress Party, and Mackie, after serving just 1 year, was beaten at the polls in the general election. He never ran for Parliament again, but concentrated on local government politics, serving on the Southern District Council and the St. Michael Vestry until his retirement in the 1960s. He and his wife raised 6 children, Druid, Ellen, Mary, William, David, and Francis. He died on 15th of February, 1985, but his legacy of public service has been carried on by his grandson, Kerry, son of Druid, who is a Member of Parliament for St. James Central in the current Barbados Labour Party administration and Minister of Small Business and Energy. On this day, November the 11th, 1947, however, there was jubilation in Bridgetown as Mackie Simmons entered the House of Assembly for the first time. More and more blacks were beginning to occupy that august chamber.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.